Speech or Document 58. Federal Investigation of Strikes and Lockouts. From the message of the President read at the opening of the first session of the 60th Congress, December 3, 1907. Strikes and lockouts, with their attendant loss and suffering, continue to increase. For the 5 years ended December 31, 1905, the number of strikes was greater than those in any previous 10 years and was double the number in the preceding 5 years. These figures indicate the increasing need of providing some machinery to deal with this class of disturbances in the interest alike of the employer, the employee, and the general public. I renew my previous recommendation that the Congress favorably consider the matter of creating the machinery for compulsory investigation of such industrial controversies as are of sufficient magnitude and of sufficient concern to the people of the country as a whole to warrant the federal government in taking action. The need for some provision for such investigation was forcibly illustrated during the past summer. A strike of telegraph operators seriously interfered with telegraphic communications, causing great damage to business interests and serious inconvenience to the general public. Appeals were made to me from many parts of the country, from city councils, from boards of trade, from chambers of commerce, and from labor organizations, urging that steps be taken to terminate the strike. Everything that could with any propriety be done by a representative of the government was done without avail, and for weeks the public stood by and suffered without recourse of any kind. Had the machinery existed and had there been authority for compulsory investigation of the dispute, the public would have been placed in possession of the merits of the controversy, and public opinion would probably have brought about a prompt adjustment. Each successive step creating machinery for the adjustment of labor difficulties must be taken with caution, but we should endeavor to make progress in this direction. The provisions of the Act of 1898 creating the Chairman of the Interstate Commerce Commission and the Commissioner of Labor a Board of Mediation in controversies between interstate railroads and their employees has, for the first time, been subjected to serious tests within the past year, and the wisdom of the experiment has been fully demonstrated. The creation of a board for compulsory investigation in cases where mediation fails and arbitration is rejected is the next logical step in a progressive program.